Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. I wonder how you respond when someone praises you. Perhaps you're praised for your excellent work, your sporting skills, your kindness, or your reliability. The writer of Proverbs makes the interesting observation that such praise is as critical a test of a person as fire testing precious metals. Praise will expose the kind of person that you really are. There are three things that you can do with praise, it seems to me. The first option is to open wide and drink it all in. This is a dangerous path because it's likely to go to your head. It could inflate your opinion of yourself to the point that you become arrogant and unbearable to live with. The second option is to do everything you can to deny the plaudits and suggest that they've got it all wrong. This might sound like a humble approach, but it could easily come across as rude. The third and the best way to handle praise is to acknowledge it gratefully and to use it as an opportunity to review your life and your relationship with the Lord. It could be that the praise will help you to understand what your gifts really are. When I first started preaching, I was a teenager and was totally unsure of myself. The response from the people who heard me preach was crucial, and if they'd been negative and critical, I probably wouldn't have preached another sermon. However, their praise has encouraged me to keep doing it. Above all, praise needs to encourage us to look to the one who gave us our gifts in the first place. Any gift, flair, or ability we have has come to us as a gift from God, and we need to make sure that he is the one who gets the main credit for anything that we achieve. So let me ask you the crunch question. How do you respond when people praise you? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the abilities and strength that you've given us. Help us never to forget that they've all come to us as a gift from your hands. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.